The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too. Working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
Your calls in one moment. We'll put together our Thursday three-way. Each of us picks a leg of a parlay. Broncos and Saints. It's such a bad matchup. It's such terrible. A bad game. It's such a Thursday game. It's like such a preseason game. Should we do a Sabres Blue Jackets parlay instead?
It's like the only one of the year, one of the only ones of the year, too, that's not a division game.
Yeah, and it's a backup quarterback, and his receivers are out, and so is Patrick Surtain. I mean, if you want to do a Sabres one instead, I'll listen to it.
All right, I'm in.
It just says Thursday three-way. Sure.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Sabres. We're going to do a Sabres same game parlay instead. Sabres and Blue Jackets tonight.
All right, let's see.
Sabres are favored to win this game.
Minus 128.
Yeah.
What would I like to do here? Okay. I know what I want.
All right.
I'm going to go Jason Zucker anytime goal plus 330.
Whoa.
He's getting minutes. He's on the number one power play unit, and that McLeod line is playing more than the Cousins line. So, and they've looked way better. So he's on that line. Plus 330 is the goal total for him, which is below Quinn, Benson, Cousins, obviously the top line guys.
Yep.
I'll go Zucker plus 330.
I'm going to go Sabres team total over 3.5. Listen, in expected goals, all the fancy stats, the Sabres are doing well at 5-on-5. They really are. Mm-hmm. High danger chances for. They're sixth in the league. Chances for overall, they're high. Scoring chances for, they're high. Expected goals, they're 10th.
Yep.
At 5-on-5, this team can play and skate, and they score sometimes. Over 3.5 Sabres goals tonight to go with your Zucker anytime goal.
I am going to go J.J. Paterka plus 3 shots on goal. 3 or more shots on goal for J.J. Paterka tonight.
All right. There it is. There's a three-way.
I got plus 889.
Yes.
On that.
There it is.
Nice healthy number.
Go Sabres. The threes. That, what an insult to the Broncos and the Saints. We break a 2-year tradition and say, no thanks, Spencer Rattler.
I mean, it's just such a bad game. Like, Al Michaels, is he going to show up to work today?
He's going
to
be upset.
He's going to be like, who? Spencer who? Rattler and Bo Nix? No, stop. I'm out.
Someone out there.
Has Bo Nix been good this year, though?
No, he's not. He's had legendary games of like 26 attempts, and he has 35 yards.
Right, okay. Yeah, the Jet game especially.
Really bad.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us for Amari Cooper takes. We're kind of chatting about resetting expectations, altering expectations, how you want to approach this season any differently if you do with Cooper as part of the Bills receiving core. Because I do. I want to boost it up a little bit. My biggest issue with them, my biggest fear, there are others, but the biggest one to me, like they have tackled it adequately. Cleveland and Niagara Falls. Hey, Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to say that I think that you guys are a little wrong on Cooper as far as being when you guys say he's a less version of or a worse version of Stephon Diggs. I actually believe that with Josh Allen throwing him the ball, he's going to do some big things. There was a stat that I seen that when he was with the Browns, he had like the fifth lowest catchable target weight.
Yeah.
In other words, Watson just couldn't throw him the ball. I don't, with Josh Allen throwing him the ball, I think within the next 4 weeks, if he can get into the Tennessee game 100%, which I don't think he will, I don't think he'll be able to be implemented that fast, but let's say if he did, I think within the next 4 weeks, he'll be in the top 3, 4, 5 receivers in the league with Josh Allen throwing him the ball. And that's not a, I don't think that's a hot take to say that. I think he's one of the best receivers in football. He showed that in Dallas. He showed that in Vegas. And I think he's going to continue that with Josh Allen.
Thanks, Cleveland. The only reason I say like a lesser version of Diggs, like all that you laid out, I think is possible, and the ceiling is possible. He leads the league in unrealized air yards, which is the number of times that he's open, the ball goes his way, and he doesn't catch it. Some of that's drops. Some of that's – so he's getting open down the field. His air yards is much different than anybody on this team. When I say a lesser version of Diggs, I want to give a little bit of context with that, and that's that in 4 years, Allen and Diggs led all quarterback receiver combos in catches, touchdowns, yards. Like, they were literally the best tandem in the sport for 4 years. So when I say lesser Diggs, I don't mean like lesser of Diggs now. I mean prime Diggs. The Bills had an elite top three receiver in the sport paired with Allen. And I'm always going to want to have someone that good with Allen. And I think Cooper is, you know, I'm not too far off where you think his ceiling is. If this pairing worked, it's going to be great. And it's always been like at the root of what I want. For anyone saying Allen's going to make the players better, I agree with that. I don't think that means you should bring in bad players to make them better. I think it means you should bring in good to great players to elevate them. Allen and Diggs did that for each other. And hopefully Cooper can do that too. So my expectations are that it will go well and it will help them a lot. But I have to keep it underneath what Diggs accomplished here. I mean, Diggs won a receiving title.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1,500 yards in one season. Was he first team All-Pro?
Yes.
And second team All-Pro?
At least once.
Like, yeah. He did everything you could do with the Bills. So that's when I say under Diggs, that's what I mean. I couldn't possibly expect someone to do that well.
Right, the bar to reach was he had the most catches in the NFL over 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doing better than that, really. Yeah,
he was first-team All-Pro. He had a first-team All-Pro and a second-team All-Pro. A 1,500-yard season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's doing it. He led the league in catches and yards in a year. And the Bills were awesome. 2020. Bills were awesome that year. Thanks, Cleveland, for the phone call. I'm excited about Cooper. I do wonder how quickly they can get it up and going.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's worth pointing out, when Diggs got traded for,
mm-hmm.
Diggs and Allen right away had a connection.
Yeah,
and
without a preseason. Yeah.
Now, they had training camps and practice, but they did not have a preseason. And Diggs, in his first game, he shows up, and Stephon Diggs is just like on it, ready. His second game was the breakout game. His second game was Miami. He goes off for, I think, a couple touchdowns. I'll pull up his 2020 game log because, you know, Allen and Diggs, his first year here is when he wins the receiving title.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm looking back at when the Bills traded for Benjamin in the 2017 season.
How soon he played?
Yeah, he did not play the first game, so he was inactive.
I believe that was a Jet game.
He did not play. His first game he played was the game they got mauled by the Saints.
Okay,
and lost 47-10. Then he played against the Chargers.
In the Peterman game.
He had one catch in that game, and then he missed two games with injury. So his first 4 weeks here were inactive. 6 targets, 3 catches, 42 yards in a game they lost by 40. And then the Peterman game where he had one catch and then he was out for 2 more games.
Yeah. Can I give you Diggs' first couple games?
Sure.
Diggs' first game, 8 catches, 9 targets, 86 yards. Game 2, 8 catches, 13 targets, 153 and a touchdown. Game 3, 4 for 6, 49 and a touchdown. 6 for 7, 115. 10 for 16, 106. Like, right away, they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to say about chemistry. To me, I know we look back at him and we have our issues. That's just greatness and greatness. If Justin Jefferson showed up tomorrow, he'd go for 130 yards with Josh Allen. You know, like, chemistry does matter, and it will matter for him and Cooper. But if he's good, I just expect it to work. 803-0550. Bob in Arkansas next up. What do you got? What?
I thought to look up one other example of a guy that came in midseason. Remember when Terrell Pryor was on the Bills for like a minute? He signed with the Bills on a Tuesday, played that Sunday, and had five targets. There's another example.
Right.
Anyways.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Hey, welcome back, Sneaky Joe.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I guess I want to reframe it. I think you sort of hit the nail on the head with changing your expectations. But for me, it's been like this impending sense of doom in the back of your head. It's like, we know we've got a problem. We came through those first three games. You know it's there. Hasn't really shown fully yet, but it's just there waiting to pop up, and sure enough, it does. It's like, you know, I don't know, this thing at home, maybe you got a hot water tank that's not working great, but you fix it a little bit, and, you know, your mother-in-law comes into town, she likes 20-minute hot showers, and you know that thing's going to blow. And sure enough, you get against the Ravens, and boom, there it goes. You get against the Texans, and boom, there it goes. And, you know, on those games, those little plays make a difference. It's like, if you pick up a third down, you pick up a fourth down, you got the confidence to do that, it's both those games, but just no confidence we could do that without a guy that can get open, you know, on the outside. So I feel really good about that now going forward. I'm hopeful, man. I'm excited about it. And, you know, I feel like it's just that sense of doom is gone.
Yep.
I hope we can make it happen.
Thanks, Bob. I like the water heater. Like, you've got a project in your home. You know it's a problem. When are you going to get after that? When are you going to fix that? When are you going to take care of that? All right, fine. I did the thing.
Yeah.
All right, good. I feel better.
Now it just has to work.
Yes. Titans, first up.
The Titans, who have just released Jamal Adams, by the way.
They released him.
Granted his release.
It's funny.
Healthy, looking for the next opportunity.
You know what's funny? This is my own fault. And I'm scrolling Twitter during the show, and I saw Adam Schefter's tweet about Jamal Adams. And the first three words are, Titans are honoring. And I thought, oh, they're honoring Jamal Adams. Okay, moving on.
they're building him a statue,
right,
or something.
I just thought they were honoring something about Jamal. Turns out they're honoring his request for a release.
Yeah, he wants out. He's bad now. Before anybody's like, oh, former all-pro safety, that the Bills need safety help, right? This dude, he stinks now.
That's a safety the game passed by. He can't play anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because the
Seahawks traded for him, and it was a mess. It was never good.
Because he's like,
no, sorry,
the big hitter, plays low to the line of scrimmage, right? Like, makes plays in the run game. He's going to take your head off, and he's not very good in coverage, which now is kind of all I want my safety to do.
Yep. 803-0550. You've just tweeted out, Illinois is going to wear throwbacks against Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, I just retweeted that. They're going to wear, like honoring an anniversary of Red Grange, I believe.
He had a 6-touchdown game.
Yeah.
You have to see this helmet.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
Have to see it helmet. I think it's pretty cool. I think it works.
I think I like it.
The uniforms, maybe not. The helmets, you have to see this helmet. It is, I'll just describe it, and then you can go look for it. Go look for Illinois throwbacks. The helmet is designed like, you know how when you watch a minor league hockey game and they decide that they're going to dress up like Star Wars, like Wookiees?
Yeah.
And it looks like Chewbacca's. These helmets are leather helmets.
Right. Yeah.
That's what they've got. It's a helmet that looks like it's got the straps.
You see the straps.
Yes. Job well done, Illinois.
I think they're awesome.
I'd say job well done, Illinois. Before the break, quickly, Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Joe. Jeremy, you're going to love this. So last night, I had the Sabres game on last night, and when J.J. scored, I yelled out, Turkey!
J.J. the Turkey. My kids were going nuts. Tage Thompson. Tage scored the first goal, and they're still partial to Tage, so I yelled out, Tage Thompson scored, and they jumped around for about 5 minutes. They're very excited for Tage.
Yeah, and then what was frustrating, it was like 40 seconds. Come on, guys. You gotta win this game. Come on. That really ruined me. But listen, as far as Cooper, you know, before we picked him up, it was more of apprehensiveness for the whole season. That was my feeling. But now that we got him, it's more like a curiosity. Now I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. And it's more of a positive thing because, I mean, come on, it's Coop. I can't wait to hear the stadium yell his name out. Coop.
Oh, that's a good point. We get one of those. We get a guy we get to yell a name. That's cool. It's always good.
Coop. Yep. Coop's in the house. So let's go, Bills. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Coop.
Do we have, is there another one right now? I think it's going to be it. Is there somebody else that we do that with?
On the Bills?
Yeah.
Greg Rousseau.
Groot. They're chanting Groot. That's right.
He gets that now. He got that at the Sabres game.
Groot.
He got it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Extendo Sports, we'll wrap things up. Hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.